Good morning, everyone. Welcome and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants' lines are in a listen-only mode all throughout the duration of the conference. And participants, please be reminded that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. And now I would like to introduce our conference host, Ms. Gladys Dittrell. Good morning, ma'am. You may proceed.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this second meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. As the number of positive cases of COVID-19 remain high across Pennsylvania and our country, we continue to ask everyone to stay safe and healthy. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the phone, and when I call your name, just say present. Commissioner Ralph Yanora?
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman?
Present.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet?
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. A reminder, the PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the commission is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. Our first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for December 17th, 2020, and I will call upon Vice Chairman Sweet, who is the editor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've reviewed the minutes of the public meeting of December 17th, 2020, and move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion or further edits? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And at this time, I would like to turn over our meeting to the Commission Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, to lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, and good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order regarding the Compliance Plan and Long-Term Infrastructure Improvement Plan filed by the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
So moved.
I heard Commissioner Coleman move. Vice Chairman Sweet, do you want a second?
Certainly.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page two, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the application of Caraballo Towing Service, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Yanora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora. Second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Sweet, I just have a brief comment.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. I'm going to vote in the negative on this proposed action and recommendation. My vote is really more in the nature of a protest than anything else. I think that our process for determining compliance with insurance requirements is flawed and is both inefficient and at times unjust, and it elevates form over substance. I will continue to work with the staff excuse me, and with the other commissioners in their offices in an attempt to improve this process. But for today, I would just underscore my concerns about the process and am therefore going to vote no.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 I also will be voting aye. Any opposed?
Sweet opposed.
The motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Continuing on page 2, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the proposed opinion and order in the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania and GC Pivotal LLC, doing business as Global Capacity, and continuing the omnibus on page 3 to include the proposed opinion and order in the joint petition of Verizon North LLC and GC Pivotal LLC, doing business as Global Capacity.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
You know, or a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a comment to place on the record. As you have known in the past, I have on several of these interconnection agreements previously issued a statement noting Verizon's lack of compliance with our implementing order, specifically in these two cases. So I did want to take this opportunity to apologize for believing that these filings were late, and very happy that we were able to clear up this misinformation. So if there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 3, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the joint petition of Commonwealth Telephone Company, doing business as Frontier Communications, Commonwealth Telephone Company, and Comcast Business Communications, LLC, and continuing the omnibus on page 4 to include both items on page 4, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 5 with the joint petition of Frontier Communications of Breezeway, LLC, Frontier Communications of Pennsylvania, LLC, and Comcast Business Communications, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? I do have an item to place on the record for these cases. My usual recusal in Frontier matters, consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act. I will recuse myself from this matter because my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal.
Turning to page 6, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the Act 129 Technical Reference Manual.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
It should be noted that the second item on page 6, The application of Penn Wisp LLC has been postponed to the public meeting of February 25, 2021. Finally, on page 6, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the application of XO Communications Services.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? I do want to put a verbal statement on the record in terms of this matter, just to encourage XO to work with its customers to identify alternatives or alternate providers of these advanced services, which may include Verizon. It's important that large and industrial entities like the seven affected here do not lose service. I just wanted to put that on the record. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 7, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 7, beginning with the joint application of Consolidated Communications of Pennsylvania and Consolidated Communications Enterprise Services, and ending the omnibus with the application of M&L Service Providers, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
You know, a second.
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet. I heard Commissioner Unor first second it. Any discussion on these two matters? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 8 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 8, beginning with the waiver filed by Hamilton Relay and ending the omnibus with the petition for amendment filed by Drive.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, and second, I heard Vice Chairman Sweet first. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 9, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition for declaratory order filed by Armstrong Telecommunications.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Sweet, so moved.
I heard Commissioner Coleman move, and then I heard also Vice Chairman Sweet. After Vice Chairman Sweet, do you want to second it?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Commissioner Coleman. I do have a joint motion with Commissioner Unora.
Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you. I would like to ask that our motion be entered into the record as though we read it in its entirety. Before the Commission for consideration is a petition of Armstrong Telecommunications, Inc., seeking a declaratory order that it need not pay Waterford Township permitting fees for the installation of fiber facilities within the public right-of-way. According to Armstrong, the Township has invoiced it for over $12,000 in permitting fees for 15 projects. Armstrong's petition for declaratory relief addresses three types of permitting fees. application fees, inspection fees, and refundable bonding fees. The township's inspection fees can be broken down further as follows: a $250 site inspection fee for each of the 15 projects, a $20 utility pole inspection fee for four of the projects, and a $10 out-of-shoulder and pavement inspection fee for 11 of the projects. We believe the issuance of a declaratory order here is appropriate because it will provide guidance about which of the township's proposed fees for the activities described in the pleadings implicate commission jurisdiction under the Public Utility Code and related case law. This guidance will help remove uncertainty as to whether the township's proposed fees are for activities reserved for the commission and therefore are preempted. Based on the information provided in these proceedings, we conclude that with respect to the public utilities, the township fees related to public utility facility inspections are field preempted in accordance with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision in PPL Electric Utility Corporation v. City of Lancaster. Based on information provided by Watershed Township, the fees related to public utility facility inspections are a $250 fee to inspect the site location of each public utility facility installation and a $20 fee to inspect each utility pole installation. In City of Lancaster, the Supreme Court examined the general nature of four challenged ordinances and found the activities for which fees were being proposed. For example, an inspection of public utility facilities fell under the Commission's exclusive jurisdiction. Given the activity inspections of public utility facilities is under the Commission's exclusive jurisdiction, it follows that the township fees related to the inspection of such facilities are within Commission jurisdiction as well. To clarify, we distinguish between municipal inspection related to roadway disturbance and those for public utility facilities. We note that the latter are within the Commission's exclusive jurisdiction, and we do not opine on the former. In our view, the scope of the field preemption in the City of Lancaster includes inspection fees for the installation of public utility facilities like utility-owned poles and inspections for the site location of public utility facility installations. We base this finding on the court's acknowledgement in City of Lancaster that the legislature has vested in the commission with exclusive authority over not just the maintenance but also the location and construction of all public utility facilities in Pennsylvania. We do not propose to address the township's proposed application fees. This type of fee was not challenged in the City of Lancaster because in that case, the utility agreed to pay a reasonable application fee. Here, it appears that Armstrong's objection to the application fee is the amount of the fee, not necessarily the fee itself. However, we are not preempted. The reasonableness of the municipal permitting fee is an issue that is outside the Commission's jurisdiction. We also do not propose to address the township's proposed outside of shoulder and pavement inspection fee and refundable bonding fee. Based on the pleadings in the case, we do not believe there is sufficient information in the record for the Commission to provide guidance on whether these fees are preempted under the code. Therefore, we do not believe these issues are ripe for declaratory relief in this proceeding. Therefore, we move that the Armstrong petition for declaratory order filed at the above-captioned docket is granted in part and denied in part consistent with this motion, and the Law Bureau prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman, a joint motion of Commissioner Coleman and Commissioner Unora. Is there a second?
A second. Sweet.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? I do have comments to be placed on the record. Ask that my comments be placed on a record in their entirety as if I read them in their entirety, but I will narrow my comments. The legal question in whether a municipality's permit requirements and related fees are maintenance fees that effectively constitute concurrent regulation of the public utility. The instant matter does not involve that type of concurrent regulation. requirements and related fees that govern a public utility's entry, issuance of a permit for entry, and compliance with the terms and conditions of a permit include location, including location of a public utility facility, is not always tantamount to an effort to become a concurrent regulator of the public utility under the Public Utility Code. While the City of Lancaster has made clear that the Public Utility Code in certain instances will trump overreaching municipal actions, the case did not render null every inspection, inspection fee, or bond assessed pursuant to the statutory laws under which municipalities operate. Such an interpretation produces a result that, in my view, is contrary to the Statutory Construction Act. That act requires that statutes be read in pari materia so as to avoid absurd or unreasonable results. This includes an unreasonable result that shifts all county and municipal permitting, approval, compliance duties undertaken by municipalities today to this commission simply because a public utility is involved. And so for these reasons, I will concur in part and dissent in part. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the joint motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0, noting that I am concurring in part and dissenting in part. On the matter as amended by the joint motion, is there any objection, commissioners, to taking the previous roll call?
No objection.
Okay. Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0, noting my concurring in part and dissenting in part.
Okay. Turning to page 10, and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Long's initial decision in the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus the Metropolitan Edison Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Eudora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Eudora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning to the carry-in. On page 1 of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission approve the Evaluation Committee's selection for the Act 129 statewide evaluator.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Bowman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Eudora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Eudora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we close out, I would like to put some comments on the record acknowledging that February is Black History Month. So as we begin this month, which includes a variety of Black History Month activities, I wanted to take a few moments to pay special tribute to the strength and impact of Black families. This year's national theme of the Black family was developed by the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, The story of our nation is incomplete without recognizing the role of the Black family in our country's growth. Our story is not one that many can tell or would have wanted to experience, but it must be understood. For most Black Americans, our arrival to this country's shores was not by choice, but rather the result of violence and oppression. But it was through the dynamic and supportive role of the Black family that many were able to overcome the challenges and barriers placed in our way, from slavery and segregation to discrimination and bias that can still linger. It is the Black family whose bonds have fiercely and valiantly provided the protection, support, encouragement, and love needed to survive and endure the harrowing existence of our ancestors. It is the strong bonds of the Black family that nurtured and strengthened the spirit of freedom for enslaved ancestors and motivated the generations to come to face many challenges throughout the history of our country, from the struggle for freedom and equality and opportunity to the current global fight against COVID-19. I am reminded of the poem of Maya Angelou where she says, "But still I rise." It is a perfect depiction of the faith that members of the Black family still hold closely, the Black family with their love and support, their sweat and their tears, their joy and their fears, and their strength and resolve, cleared the way for future generations and set the stage to demand representation in government, industry, entrepreneurial endeavors, and many other areas of social justice and equal rights. The Commonwealth Multi-Agency Black History Month Committee is hosting a virtual Black History Month program on February 16th at noon. And we hope that all of you attend. You can register by visiting the PEC's website. Also, before we close out on our business, I wanted to take the opportunity also to acknowledge two of our departing employees at the PEC. I wanted to recognize the departure of Lavros Palalis, who is known for many of his extensive state and federal work on telecommunications matters, as well as Eric Matheson, who is known for his expertise with energy matters, particularly state and regional competitive markets. Both are well-regarded in the large PUC community and also regionally and nationally. We're a family here at the PUC, and everyone contributes to that family. Even before I came to the commission, I knew about Lavros and Eric and about the contributions they made to the PUC. They put a permanent public interest mark on this commission. I will begin by recognizing Lavros, who most recently served as a telecommunications analyst for the Office of Executive Director and the PUC's Law Bureau, and is retiring after having been with us for more than two decades. Lavros began his career with the Commission in 1993 as the manager of the Telecommunications Division in what was formerly known as the Bureau of Fixed Utility Services. After that, he left us for a little while to work in private public utility practice before returning to work here at the PUC for 15 years as part of the Office of Special Assistance and a key member of the Office of Former Commissioner, Former Chairman Jim Cawley, who also served as Vice Chairman at one point in his career, and most recently, Former Commissioner Andrew Place, who also served as Vice Chairman. Prior to his professional career in Pennsylvania, Lavros also spent several years at the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. His educational experience includes a bachelor's degree in physics from the University of Nebraska, along with a master's degree of public affairs and a doctor of jurisprudence, both from Indiana University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Lavros has been one of our go-to experts in the telecommunications and water wastewater industries, and his list of professional publications and affiliations is extensive. He has been our representative on the Federal State Joint Board on Universal Service for the last 10 years. with extensive involvement in federal universal service fund issues and FCC reform of lifeline services. We also thank him for his representation of our state on the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners Staff Subcommittee on Telecommunications since 2006. In addition to his long list of professional accomplishments, Lavros also spent much time in the community as a participant in the Community Sponsors Program through the U.S. Army War College, where he trained War College officers. As a parish council member and a secretary at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral, and as a volunteer teacher for the parish's church. Almost every year, we all had an opportunity to greet Lavros at the annual Greek festival as he directed cars in the parking lot and assisted with many tasks in order that we could all enjoy the delicious food and camaraderie. Lavros was an asset to this commission because of his wealth of experience with telecommunications issues. He was one of the premier experts in the field and always on top of everything telco. We also greatly benefited from his ability to translate complex legal and utility matters, particularly those related to telecommunications issues, in layperson's terms. He has been described by his peers as brilliant, dedicated, tireless, and compassionate. We wish Lavros a long and healthy retirement and thank him for his many years of service to the Commonwealth. Next, I would like to recognize Eric Matheson, who has been an energy industry professional for 35 years with experience ranging from petroleum reservoir engineering to regulatory policy for retail electricity. Eric has been involved in the restructured natural gas and electricity markets since 1986 and has focused more recently on retail choice and wholesale matters issues for the PUC and the Mid-Atlantic region. Eric most recently was the energy advisor to former Commissioner and Vice Chairman Andrew Place, and before that, Commissioner James Colley serving and former chairman serving on the commission for 15 years. He's known for his active participation in electricity restructuring groups in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, Delaware, and Virginia, including a wide range of deregulation and retail market development issues, as well as PJM wholesale market issues. Prior to his work at the commission, Eric previously held positions with Constellation New Energy, Industries, specifically Gateway Pipeline, now Gulf South Pipeline, and Cox Energy Services. Also, Tenneco Oil in Denver, and he started out his experience in retail electricity in the retail electricity market at AES Energy. Eric holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in Petroleum Engineering from the Penn State University, and a master's degree in business administration from Houston Baptist University. Eric always loves his alma mater, Penn State, and always discusses the football games with anyone who would listen. He has been a key technical staffer representing the interests of Pennsylvania before the organization of PJM states, as well as in proceedings before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. We all know and have admired Eric's unwavering enthusiasm for the extremely important and complex issues debated by these two organizations. Eric has been hailed by his peers for being the Commission's foremost expert in wholesale energy issues. His type of experience and ever-positive attitude and enthusiasm are always hard to replace. I say to both Eric and Lavros, you are welcome back at the Commission anytime. You will always be members of the PUC family. We owe you our thanks for devoting a significant portion of your career to our Commission and to the citizens of Pennsylvania. We wish you good health and good luck with everything you do in the future. So with that, I want to thank everyone for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And with the finish of our business and additional items, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Inora to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.